الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise due to Allah, and may Allah exalt the mention of His Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, his companions, and all those who follow them on the righteous path until the day of judgment. We continue with the Sharh al-Aqidah al-Wasitiyah al-Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, the Sharh of Muhammad bin Salih bin Uthaymeen rahimahullah aydan. And we have been dealing lastly with the tamthil, which is the fact that Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, they believe in whatever Allah described Himself with in the Qur'an, and whatever the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ described Allah with in the Sunnah, without distorting the meaning, without denying the meaning, without saying that it looks like that, how, and without setting parables or similitude, meaning Allah resembling His creation. There may be some texts, some textual evidence which indicate that, but in essence, it's usually the misunderstanding of the people of the text, because we understand from the Quran and the Sunnah that there's no contradiction. There's not going to be something that says here and then something that says that, in a sense where you cannot reconcile between them. There must be a way to understand it. That's what the scholar does. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said the scholars are the waratha of the Anbiya, are the inheritors of the prophets. The prophets didn't leave any money behind, but they left them scholars. And Allah says, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. So ask the people of knowledge if you do not know. So they are the ones that we refer to. Of course, not any scholar. Not any scholar who says, I'm a scholar and wears a long turban and has a big beard. That's not what the qualification is. It's beyond that. Someone who is well versed in the Arabic language, in the understanding of the narrations, and the Qur'an, usually memorization along with the tafsir, and a number of things for a person to be considered a scholar, in which you can take knowledge from. Of course, following the way in the footsteps of the early generations of the Muslims in the Fura Imma, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad, Imam Shafi, rahimahumullah, and others from the Imma of the Muslims who have been known for their knowledge, for their being upright, and for traveling upon the way of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we were dealing with the fact that the Prophet ﷺ said that you will see your Lord on the Day of Judgment as you see the moon. And then we said that what is intended here is that the vision is what will be clear, and not that Allah Azza wa Jal will be like the moon. Now here comes another narration. Now this narration is a dangerous narration if misunderstood. The Shaykh will do the necessary to explain it, inshallah. So we put our trust in Allah Azza wa Jal to keep us on the firm understanding. The hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, where he said, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله خلق آدم على صورته. Verily Allah created Adam in the likeness of His image. Now, what is intended by that? Slow down, just in case your mind started calculating too many things. Let's see what is intended by all these particular narrations. The Shaykh said, وصورة مماثلة للأخرى. An image of something is a copy of an original. That's what it is. He says, وَلَا يَعْقُلْ لَا يَعْقِلْ سُورَ إِلَّا مُمَاثِلَ أُخْرَى. There's no way you will have a copy of something unless there's an original. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a copy anymore. He said, وَلِهَذَا أَكْتُبُ لَكَ رِسَالَةً ثُمَّ تُدْخِلُهَا الْآلَ الْفُوتُغْرَفِيَّةَ وَتُخْرِجُ الرِّسَالَةَ. So I write a letter for you, then you put it through the Xerox machine, and then you produce a copy of it. And then you read it, فيقال هذه صورة هذه. They say this is a copy of this. ولا فرق بين الحروف والكلمات. The letters, the words are identical. They're the same. It's a copy. فصورة مطابقة للصورة. So an image, a copy, is equal to the original. Of course, only the name changes. طيب. And the one who said this, والقائل إن الله خلق آدم على صورته, الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أعلم وأصدق وأنصح وأفصح القلب. The one who said this particular narration is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most knowledgeable, the most truthful, and the most sincere in his advice, and the most eloquent of all creation. He said that. So now again, we have two ways to respond to that. Al-jawab al-mujmal, the general response, and the specific response. As for the general response, أن نقول لا يمكن أن يناقض هذا الحديث قوله تعالى ليس كمثله شيء. فإن يسر الله لك الجمع فاجمع. وإن لم يتيسر فقال فقل آمنا به كل من عند ربنا وعقيدتنا أن الله لا مثيل له فبهذا تسلم أمام الله عز وجل. طيب, he said, first we say there's no way that this hadith will contradict the verse in the Quran where Allah عز وجل says ليس كمثلي شيء, there's nothing like unto him. That's the number one thing. So he says, if you have enough knowledge and understanding to bring a relation between the verse and the hadith, go ahead. Understand the hadith in the light of the verse. But if you're unable to, your mind is somehow, you know, not really accepting this particular thing, he says then, say as Allah says in the Quran, say verily we believe in it. All of it from our Lord. All of it is from our Lord, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says our belief system is that there's nothing like Allah. There's nothing like Allah. And by this you are safe on the Day of Judgment. Nothing like Allah. If you understand the hadith as the scholars will explain to us, alhamdulillah. If you fail to understand, don't go contradicting things against each other and making conflicts. Just know that there's nothing like Allah. Allah told you, laysa kamithlihi shay, case closed. طيب. He said this is the general stuff. He says, هذا كلام الله وهذا كلام رسوله. This is the verse, the words of Allah, the speech of Allah. And this is the speech of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And both of them, والكل حق, and both of them are truthful. ولا يمكن أن يكذب بعضه بعضا. And it is impossible that they will deny or belie each other. لأنه كله خبر وليس حكما كينسخ. Because all of it is informative. And it is not a ruling so it can be abrogated. Because you know in Islam there's the nasikh wal mansukh, the abrogated. Where you will have a certain ruling and then another ruling will come to abrogate the one before, where the second one remains permanent. He says, this is in the cases of ruling, fiqh issues. But in the case of information, there's no abrogation. Okay, so they say, okay, the hadith abrogates the verse, or the verse abrogates the hadith. No such thing in the akhbar. فأقول هذا نفي للمماثلة وهذا إثبات للصورة. He said, so I say this is to deny resemblance, and this is to confirm the fact that there's an image. فقل وإن الله ليس كمثله شيء إن الله خلق آدم على صورته. So say verily Allah, there's nothing like him, and Allah created Adam in the likeness of his image. He says, this is the statement of Allah, فَهَذَا كَلَامُ اللَّهُ وَهَذَا كَلَامُ رَسُولُهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ. This is the speech of Allah, and this is the speech of His Messenger Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ. وَالْكُلُّ حَقٌّ نُؤْمِنُ بِهِ. And all of it is truth, and we believe in it. وَنَقُولُ كُلُّ مِنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا وَنَسْكُتُ. And we say, all of it is from our Lord, and we remain silent. وَهَذَا هُوَ غَايَةُ مَا تَسْتَطِيعُ. This is the most you could do. Now this is for the person who's unable to do that. Inshallah, we don't want to be surrendering in this fashion. Rather, we want to really understand. Because there is an explanation for this. This is where it is. أَمَّا الْجَوَابُ الْمُفَصَّلُ. As for the detailed explanation or response. فَنَقُولُ إِنَّ الَّذِي قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ آدَمَ عَلَى صُورَتِهِ رَسُولُ الَّذِي قَالَ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِ شَيْءٍ. The one who said Allah created Adam in the likeness of His image is the messenger of the one who is Allah, who said there is nothing like him, there is nothing like unto him. So it's Shura chapter verse number 11, excuse me. وَالرَّسُولُ لَا يُمْكِنُ أَن يَنْطِقَ بِمَا يُكَذِّبُ الْمُرْسَلُ. And it is impossible that the messenger will make a statement that will belie the one who sent him. Okay. وَالَّذِي قَالْ خَلَقَ آدَمَ عَلَى صُورَتِهُ وَالَّذِي قَالْ إِنَّ أَوَّلَ زُمْرَةً تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ عَلَى صُورَةِ الْقَمَرِ. Allahu Akbar. See, everything has an explanation. Walhamdulillah. The one who said that Allah created image in his likeness, Adam, I'm sorry, in his likeness, is the same one who said, verily the first batch to enter Jannah will enter Jannah while they have the image of the moon. They will be in the image, in the likeness of a moon. So, he says, do you believe, فَهَلْ أَنْتَ تَعْتَقِدْ أَنَّ هَوْلَعِ الَّذِينَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ عَلَى صُورَةِ الْقَمَرِ مِنْ كُلِّ وَجِهِ. Do you believe that those who will enter Jannah will be just like the moon in every aspect? Would it be possible? That's not what is intended. أَوْ تَعْتَقِدْ أَنَّهُمْ عَلَى صُورَةِ الْبَشَرِ. Or do you think that they will resemble creation, the human beings? Of course they will enter Jannah as human beings, not as a moon. So, لكن في الوضاء والحسن والجمال واستدارة الوجه وما أشبه ذلك من صورة القمر. Rather, what is intended, meaning in their brightness and in their good appearance, in their beauty and their face being round. The same way a moon has these particular qualities of beauty, but not in every aspect. It's not like a bunch of moons, just a moon, all moons walking into Jannah. Say this is the first batch. Although the wording of the hadith is similar to the wording of this earlier hadith, that Allah created Adam in the image of his likeness. The same wording is used, عَلَى سُورَةِ الْقَمَرِ سُورَتِهِ in the first hadith, and the second one, سُورَةِ الْقَمَرِ. Surah again is an image or a copy. So the same way that they're not going to enter Jannah as a full moon in every aspect, they may have some characteristics of the moon, of beauty, light and what have you, but they're not going to be a moon. Likewise, we understand the earlier hadith, he will explain that. فَإِنْ قُلْتَ بِالْأَوَّلِ فَمُقْتَدَاهُ أَنَّهُمْ دَخَلُوا وَلَيْسَ لَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ وَلَيْسَ لَهُمْ أَنَافٌ وَلَيْسَ لَهُمْ أَفْوَاءٌ. If you say no, they're going to enter like a moon, so then we say that they will enter the moon, the Jannah, they will not have any eyes, they will not have any nose, they will not have any mouths, nothing. وَإِنْ شِئْنَا قُلْنَا دَخَلُوا وَهُمْ أَحْجَارٌ. Then we will say they enter like a stone. You might as well say they enter like a stone, because the moon is, at the end of the day, is going to be probably made out of some rock. It's not going to be, you know, something else. So that we're saying, in other words, if you're going to understand it in this limited fashion, that the first batch to enter Jannah will be a bunch of rocks looking like the moon. And we know that this is not the case, because we know that we will be in the shape, appearance of our father Adam, 60 feet tall. And we will, everyone will be very handsome at the equal age of 33 years, male and female. And the description of the people entering Jannah are in many narrations. So we understand inevitably it's not one of us entering like a rock in the shape of a moon entering Jannah. Not in every aspect. We may have some characteristics of the moon, but not a full moon in its ultimate sense. طيب, وَإِنْ قُلْتَ بِالثَّانِي. And if you say the other one, okay, that they mean they will have a part of the moon, but not a moon in its full fashion. زَالَ الْإِشْكَالِ. The problem is solved. The problem is solved. وتبين أنه لا يلزم من كون الشيء على صورة الشيء أن يكون مماثلا له من كل وجه. So we understand from this the principle is the fact that something that is in the image of something does not have to be equal in every aspect. Something that is in the image of something does not have to be equal in every aspect. And I'll give you an example from myself. Myself and my son. Okay, maybe when you see him, you say he looks just like his father. He's a copy of his father. In reality, I am four times his size. Our eyes might be different. We have some different features. But when you see him, you say he's like just a copy of his dad. But no way he's going to be a copy of you. And you know, no way he's going to be identical, although you make this particular statement. You say his son is an image of his father. He's a copy of his father. So the fact that we say something is a copy of something doesn't mean that they're equal in the ultimate sense in every aspect. So if Allah created Adam in His image, it doesn't mean that if the image of Allah and Adam are identical. You see, there are some resemblance, but not this in the ultimate sense. The same way there's a resemblance between the moon, because we know that Allah has a face and Allah has hands, as it mentions, as it comes in the Quran. But again, there's nothing equal. This is the point of commonality in His image, but nothing beyond that. The Shaykh will explain in other ways, because you can understand it in more than one way. طيب. فَإِنْ أَبَى فَأَمُكْ. Let's say he said, if your mind rejects even that, you say, no, I'm not really satisfied with that. وَتَقَاصَرَ عَنْ هَذَا وَقَالَ أَنَا لَا أَفْهَمْ إِلَّا نُمَثِّلِ. If your mind says, no, I refuse. All I believe is that what is intended by the hadith, that they are identical. That Allah Azza wa Jal, Jalla Jalalu, Hasha Lillah, and Adam are identical, because the hadith says, عَلَى صُورَتِهِ. You refused what he just explained, which made sense, honestly. But let's say your mind is consistent in the rejection. He will give you another answer, inshallah. Waalaikum salam wa rahmatullah, ahlan wa sahlan. Qala, qulna hunaka jawabun akhar, wa huwa anna al-idafa huna min babi idafati al-makhluqi ila khaliqihi. فَقَوْلِهِ عَلَى صُورَتِهِ مِثْلُ قَوْلُهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فِي آدَمُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي. He says there's another response. We say that here the reference that is given to Adam is in the shape or in the sense of referring the creation to the Creator. And by the statement عَلَى صُورَتِهِ, in the likeness of the image, like Allah says in the Quran about Adam, ونفخت فيه من روحي, and I blew into him from, if you want to translate it, from my soul. Now, of course, he says, ولا يمكن أن الله أعطى آدم جزء من روحه. It's impossible that Allah gave Adam a portion of his soul, okay, from the ruh of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is not what is intended, that a portion of the ruh of Allah was given to Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام. بل المراد الروح التي خلقها الله. What is intended is the spirit or the soul that Allah Azza wa Jal has created, and it was attributed to Allah in terms of honor, to honor it. The same way you say, as in the salah, قال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله, the camel of Allah. Now, does it mean that it's the camel of Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah? No, but it was given that attribute, meaning the camel of Allah, like you say, the house of Allah. It doesn't mean that Allah Azza wa Jal inhabits this particular house. Rather, it is given as sharaf, for honor. To honor this particular thing, it is attributed to Allah in this sense, not in the sense of being the house of Allah or the camel of Allah and what have you, from the different things, as the Prophet ﷺ called Khalid ibn al-Walid, Saifullah, the sword of Allah, Asadullah, the lion of Allah. Again, as what? For honoring, not in the literal sense. So likewise, you say in this particular statement is in this sense, meaning as an honor, being given as an honor because it's attributed to Allah and not in the fashion that it is a portion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كما نقول عباد الله, as we say, the servants of Allah. يشمل الكافر والمسلم والمؤمن والشهيد والصديق والنبي والنبي. When you say the servants of Allah, it includes the disbeliever, because at the end of the day they are servants of Allah. Whether they submit to Him or not, that's another issue. But who is their Lord? Who is their Master? None but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that includes the disbeliever, the Muslim, the believer, the martyr, the Siddiq, the truthful one, والنبي, the Prophet. لكننا لو قلنا محمد عبد الله هذه إضافة خاصة ليست كالعبودية السابقة. Now this is, if you say عباد الله, this includes everyone. If you say محمد عبد الله, Muhammad the servant of Allah, he said this is a special attribution or a special reference being given to Allah. It is not like the previous ones, meaning Muhammad being the servant of Allah is different in his servitude to Allah than the disbeliever or the average Muslim or the average prophet, because the Prophet ﷺ is the best. So here again, it's an honor, being referred to Allah as an honor. فقوله, he will explain furthermore, فقوله خلق آدم على صورته, يعني صورة من الصور التي خلق الله وصورها. Meaning, there's the statement Allah created Adam in that image, meaning in the image, an image of the images that Allah Azza wa Jal has created and fashioned. As Allah says in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةَ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ. Allah says, and we have created you, then we have sawarnakum, we have fashioned you or given you the image that you have, then we told the angel to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam. And the one wal musawwar, the one who was given that image, is Adam. إذن فآدم على صورة الله يعني أن الله هو الذي صوره على هذه الصورة التي تعد أحسن صورة في المخلوقات. When we say that Adam is in the likeness of the image of Allah, meaning it is Allah who had fashioned him in this image, which is the best of the creation. As Allah says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. And we have created the human in the best proportion, in the best fashion. طيب. ومن أجل ذلك لا تضرب فإضافة الله الصورة إليه من باب التشريف كأنه عز وجل اعتنى بهذه الصورة. So referring the image to Allah is in the sense of honoring it, as if Allah عز وجل has given a special care to this particular image. ومن أجل ذلك لا تضرب الوجه, because of that you do not hit on the face. It is prohibited in Islam to be a boxer, for instance, because it entails punching someone in the face, and hitting in the face is Islamically prohibited because of the honor that Allah Azza wa Jal, this is the honorable part of the body, the face. And so you are not allowed to hit someone on his face, whether it's the child that you're trying to reprimand or anything else for this matter. The face is to be avoided. فَتُعِيبُهُ حِسًّا, so you wind up harming him physically. وَلَا تُقَبِّحُ فَتَقُولُ قَبَّحَ اللَّهُ وَجَّكَ وَجْهُ مَنْ أَشْبَهَ وَجَّكَ. And also it is not from the sunnah, it's against the sunnah to say to someone, may Allah disgrace you, disgrace your face. Again, this is not permissible, or the face that resembles yours. فَتُعِيبُهُ مَعْنَى. So you wind up harming him in an abstract sense. فَمِنْ أَجْلِ أَنَّهُ الصُّورَ الَّتِي صَوَّرَهَا اللَّهُ وَأَضَافَ إِلَى نَفْسِهِ تَشْرِيفًا وَتَكْرِيمًا لَا تُقَبِّحَ بِعَيْبٍ حَسِينٍ وَلَا بِعَيْبٍ مَعْنَوِيٍ. So because it is the image that Allah has fashioned and proportioned and referred it to himself as an honor for honoring it and for dignifying it, then you do not disgrace it either whether physically or mentally by saying something that will, you know, harm that person about his face or by beating the face itself. طيب. Now of course the one that is more, the heart seems to be more comfortable with, is the first explanation. This explanation is just given the people who may have a misunderstanding another way to look at it. But the first one is the one that your heart, both of them are cool, but the first one is the one your heart is more comfortable with. The fact that something is in the image of something does not indicate that they are equal in all aspects. The same way that those who will enter Jannah in the image of the moon doesn't mean that they're going to be a bunch of moons walking into Jannah. But they will have some of the characteristics of the moon. So this, both of them, alhamdulillah, are suitable. طب the Shaykh said, ثُمَّ هَلْ يُعْتَبَرْ هَذَا الْجَوَابْ تَحْرِيفًا أَمْ لَهُ نَظِيرٌ. Now hold on a second. The qaida, the principle is that we don't distort. We do not distort the meaning. We don't get a text, huh, and explain it in a different way without having an evidence. Because the thing that we discussed earlier before your brother started showing up is that part of the aqidah of Ahl-Sunnah Jama'ah is we don't distort, we don't deny the meaning. You don't deny it and you don't distort it by saying, no, 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 what is intended by that is such and such. That's not okay. Unless you have an evidence from the Quran and the Sunnah that makes, allows you to understand it in another way. Otherwise, we accept the text as it comes. We accept it as it comes. So if a person says, okay, what you have done right now, Ya Shaykh, by explaining this different than what seems to be apparent from the text, does this consider to be a distortion? Or is there evidence from the Quran and the Sunnah that allows you to do that? He would say, we say, no, there is an evidence. There is something similar to that in the Quran and the Sunnah. كما في, and the one I mentioned to you earlier, في بيت الله, the house of Allah, ناقة الله, the camel of Allah, وعبد الله, the servant of Allah. لأن هذه الصورة, أي صورة آدم, منفصلة بائنة عن الله. Meaning the image of Adam is separated from Allah. It is not with Allah Azza wa Jal. It is, there's a separation between them. The same way there's a separation between Allah Azza wa Jal and His creation. And everything that Allah Azza wa Jal attributes or refers to Himself, while being separate from it, meaning different than His qualities, فَهُوَ مِنَ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ, then it becomes among the creation. فَحِينَئِذٍ يَزُولُ الْإِشْكَالِ. Then we don't have a problem anymore. Meaning this is to be understood in the light of the house of Allah. And it doesn't mean it's the house of Allah with Allah, along with Allah, where Allah Azza wa Jal lives in His house. Rather, it is separate from Allah. Allah is above His creation, and the house is down here, on earth, with us. But we call it the house of Allah. It doesn't mean that it is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, to explain the hadith in this way, we have other things. Because you cannot possibly tell someone the house of Allah, meaning it's the house of Allah. Right? Although it comes in the Quran, it comes in the Sunnah. Naqatullah, we just heard it in the Salah. The camel of Allah. Can you tell someone, this is the camel of Allah? No. Although that it means something, we understand that it means something else. So that explaining this hadith in this fashion is similar to explaining these particular narrations from the Quran and the Sunnah. So there's no problem. طيب. ولكن إذا قال القائل أيما أسلم المعنى الأول أو الثاني. If someone said, which is more sound or safe, the first explanation or the second, قلنا المعنى الأول أسلم. The first one is safer, which is the fact that they don't have to resemble them, each other in every aspect. فما دمنا نجد أن لظاهر اللفظ مساغا في اللغة العربية وإمكانا في العقل فالواجب حمل الكلام عليه. He says, as long as we are able to find in the wording something that is understood in the Arabic language, in the Arabic language, and it is intellectual, it makes sense, then we understand the text accordingly. We understand the text accordingly. ونحن وجدنا أن الصورة لا يلزم منها مماثلة الصورة الأخرى. And we found in real life something that is feasible for our minds, that the image does not have to be 100% identical to the other one in all aspects. An image of something or a copy of something does not have to be in all aspects. Even right now in a current machine, you may get a Xerox machine and you tell the person to blow up the size of the font and you get a huge one. Now it's a copy of it, but are they equal in every sense? No. Actually, they're almost not equal except in the wording. But each letter is going to be bigger, more ink, more wide, more height. Nothing is the same except the wording if you read them. So, but you say this is a copy of this. So this is something that we have in life. So to understand it according to that, this is the correct way and this is the most safe way. Walhamdulillah ala dhalik. طيب. إيه وحين هذا يكون أسلم أن نحمل عرضه. طيب فإذا قلت ما هي الصورة التي تكون لله ويكون آدم عليها. طيب. If someone said, so what would be the image that Allah has in which Adam will be in the likeness of it? And if you really want to understand, go to the depth of this text. قلنا إن الله عز وجل له وجه وله عين وله يد وله رجل عز وجل لكن لا يلزم من أن تكون هذه الأشياء مماثلة للإنسان. He says, we say that Allah عز وجل has a face and an eye and a hand and a foot. And in a hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, a صحيح حديث, جهنم will will say more. يوم نقول لجهنم هل امتلأتي فتقول هل من مزيد. The Jahannam will be requesting more people to be thrown in the fire. The Prophet ﷺ said that Allah Azza wa Jal will put his foot in Jahannam and then everything the people will be squeezed to the sides and then that will be it. No more people will be thrown. So the hadith is clear. Even the Quran, يوم يكشف عن ساق, the day where the chin will be exposed. And ويدعون إلى السجود فلا يستطيعون. And they will be called to prostrate and they will not be able to do so. This is on the day of judgment, when Allah Azza wa Jal will reveal this to His creation. And all the believers will do sujood to Allah. Those who didn't pray in the dunya and the disbelievers, their backs, as the Prophet ﷺ, will become hard like iron. And they will not be able to do the sujood. And those will be among the hypocrites and the disbelievers. So we have from the Quran and the Sunnah Allah Azza wa Jal describing Himself having a face. كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. يد, Allah Azza wa Jal says to Adam, to Iblis, ما منعك أن تسجد لما خلقت بيدي. He told Iblis when he refused to prostrate to Adam, he said in the Quran, what prevented you from prostrating to that which I created with my two hands? And in the Quran, وَالسَّمَوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ, and the heavens will be folded in the right hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these come in the Quran. All these are from the Quran. So they have them. He says, but the Shaykh said, but it does not mean that they resemble the creation or the human being in the very nature of them. The fact that Allah Azza wa Jal has them and the son of Adam has them, it does not mean that they are identical. Remember when we mentioned the difference between us, then between the animals and between other things, although everyone has a hand, but the hands are not the same. And if this is the case with something so simple like that among the creation, then what about the difference with the Creator? So inevitably it is like that with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب. Where was I? فهناك شيء من الشبه لكنه ليس على سبيل المماثلة. So there is some sort of resemblance, but it is not in the sense of striking similarity, where they are similar in the ultimate sense. كما أن الزمرة الأولى من أهل الجنة فيها شبه من القمر. The same way the first group batch that will enter Jannah will have some resemblance with the moon. لكن بدون مماثلة, but they will not be equal, similar to the moon in all aspects. وبهذا يصدق ما ذهب إليه أهل السنة والجماعة. With this then the position of أهل السنة والجماعة remains to be the most sound and safe position. Because you do not want to reject. You do not want to tell Allah, no, you don't have this, you don't have that, when He did. And you do not want to tell Prophet ﷺ, no, this is not the case, when He told you that it is the case. Because then you fall into rejecting the Quran and the Sunnah, and this is dangerous. So you remain understanding and believing. If your mind is intellectual enough to understand these through these examples, Alhamdulillah. If you do not, say سمعنا وأطعنا. We listen, we obey. People vary in their understanding. Not everybody is going to understand. but don't reject. That's the whole idea. طيب من أن جميع صفات الله سبحانه وتعالى ليست مماثلة لصفات المخلوقين. The fact that the Ahlus Sunnah al-Jama'ah confirm that all of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not equal to the attributes of His creation. They're not equal. And they do this without tahrif, without distorting the meaning, without ta'til, without denying the meaning, من غير تكيف, without saying how, ولا تمثيل, and without saying that Allah resembles His creation in the ultimate sense. They confirm all these things without having to fall into these four deviant position or methodology that has been adopted by many of the Muslims in this day and time. And somebody just called me before I came here, and a sister said that there's another sister that, you know, I think she's a good Muslim, inshallah, but she was telling me, you say that Allah has a face, how do you say that? You say that Allah goes to the lowest heaven at the last third out of the night. How is that possible? Then she told her that Allah exists without a place. Allah exists without a place. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah said, you are non-Muslim once you go in that direction. Because now you don't know where your Lord is. You're denying the Quran, you're denying the Sunnah, this is, where did you get this statement from? Allah exists but with no place. Allah says, Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa, the most merciful rose above His throne. SubhanAllah, you come and reject the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and your mind is going to be more knowledgeable than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who didn't teach you that. So people believe this. So alhamdulillah, may Allah guide us to that which is pleasing to Him. نسمع كثيرا من الكتب التي نقرأ يقولون تشبيه يعبرون بالتشبيه وهم يقصدون التمثيل فأيهما أولى أن نعبر بالتشبيه أو نعبر بالتمثيل. He says, we read a lot of books and we notice that they say تشبيه, which is setting, تشبيه is setting parable, and what they mean really is setting similitude. He says, so which is better to use? He says, بالتمثيل أولى. Setting similitude is more befitting than saying setting parables. This is just technical Arabic stuff. طيب. And he mentions the reasons. Why? لأن القرآن عبر به ليس كمثله شيء. First, this is why it's better to say not setting similitude. Because Allah says in the Quran, ليس كمثله شيء. There is nothing like unto Him, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. Do not make equals to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أَشْبَهَ ذَلِكَ, and other verses in the Quran. وَكُلُّ مَا عَبَّرَ بِهِ الْقُرْآنِ فَهُوَ أَوْلَى مِنْ غَيْرِهِ. Whatever the Quran mentions is more reliable than anything else. لِأَنَّنَا لَا نَجِدْ أَفْصَحْ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. Because there is no eloquence better than the eloquence of the Quran. ولا أدل على المعنى المراد من القرآن. And there's nothing more specific in the intent or the information that it must be delivered than the Quran. والله أعلم بما يريده من كلامه. And Allah knows what He intends with His speech, what He wants us to understand from His speech. فتكون موافقة القرآن هي الصواب. So being in accordance with the Quran is more safe. So it's better, because the word كمثله, which is تمثيل, which is setting similitude, is more befitting. That we say, no, we do not set similitude rather than parables. This is just what is intended here. A. وهكذا في كل مكان فإن موافقة النص في اللفظ الأول في اللفظ أولى من ذكر لفظ مرادف أو مقارب. So using the word that is used in the Quran is better than using a synonym to it or a definition which may give the same meaning. Whatever is used in the Quran, that's the best word to use. And the word مثله was used in the Quran, so this is the one that we use بلا تمثيل, which is setting similitude. طيب. ثانيا أن التشبيه عند بعض الناس يعني إثبات الصفات. According to some people, setting parables mean to confirm the attributes. ولهذا يسمون أهل السنة مشبهة. So they call the people of Sunnah those who set parables. فإن قلنا من غير تشبيه, so if we say without setting parables, وهذا الرجل لا يفهم من التشبيه إلا إثبات الصفات. But this person does not understand from your speech when you say that, except that when you say تشبيه, that you are confirming the attributes, which is not sufficient. صار كأننا نقول له من غير إثبات الصفات. It is as if we're telling him without confirming the attributes. فصار معنى التشبيه يوهم معنى فاسدا. So using the word تشبيه may give a false meaning for the person who already has a an old understanding of these words, so you do not want to cause confusion for him. فَلِهَذَا كَانَ الْعُدُولُ عَنْهُ أَوْلَى, so staying away from that is more befitting. Thirdly, أَنَّ النَّفِي التَّشْبِيهَ عَلَى الْإِطْلَاقِ غَيْرِ صَحِيحِ, to deny setting parables in a full sense is incorrect. Rather, there is some. لأن ما من شيئين من الأعيان أو من الصفات إلا وبينهما اشتراك من بعد الوجوه. There aren't two things that may have resemble each other, except that they may have some similar common characteristics between them. You know, they cannot possibly be totally different when they already resemble each other. So there must be some commonalities between them. والاشتراك نوع تشابه, and commonality is a kind of resemblance. فلو نفيت التشبيه مطلقا, so if you deny resembling completely, لكنت نفيت كل ما يشترك فيه الخالق والمخلوق في شيء ما, then you would deny everything that is common between the creator and the creation, such as hearing, seeing, knowledge, and things that Allah Azza wa Jalla described himself with. Although there's a resemblance in the name, but the essence of the quality is not the same. مثلا الوجود, for example existence, يشترك في أصله الخالق والمخلوق, and its essence both the creator and the creation share it, because we exist and Allah Azza wa Jal exists. But again, هذا نوع اشتراك ونوع تشابه, it's a commonality, so there's a resemblance. لكن فرق بين الوجودين, but there's a difference between the nature of both existences. وجود الخالق واجب ووجود المخلوق ممكن, the existence of the creator is compulsory, must be there, but the existence of the creation is possible. You may exist and you may not exist. وكذلك السمع, likewise the hearing, في اشتراك, there is a commonality. الإنسان له سمع, the human being hears. والخالق له سمع, and the creator has hearing. لكن بينهما فرق, لكن أصل وجود السمع مشترك. So there is a difference between them, but the essence of the commonality is there between them, but not in the ultimate sense. فإذا قلنا من غير تشبيه ونفينا مطلق التشبيه صار في هذا إشكال. So if we say that there is no resemblance, and we say absolutely no resemblance, but there is commonalities, then we have a problem, because there is a contradiction. وبهذا عرفنا أن التعبير بالتمثيل أولى من ثلاثة أوجه. So we confirm that using setting similitude is more befitting to be used for three reasons. The fact that نعم. فإن قلت ما الفرق بين التكييف والتمثيل. Okay, so what is the difference between the how and the similitude? He says الفرق بينهما من وجهين. The difference between them is in two different ways. الأول أن التمثيل ذكر الصفة مقيدة بمماثل. تمثيل setting similitude is mentioning an attribute that is conditional to something that is equal to it. Conditional to something that is equal to it. فتقول يد فلان مثل يد فلان. So you say the hand of such person is like the hand of such person. You see? So there is a resemblance there. There's something that is already existing from before. It is conditional to an equal. والتكييف ذكر الصفة غير مقيدة بالمماثل. Whereas how is mentioned in the attribute but without showing a pre-existing example. So there is a hand. How? Allahu A'lam. The first one is there's a hand but like that. The second one, there's a hand but how? No one knows. And the hand of Allah Azza wa Jal, no one knows. طيب. والتكييف ذكر الصفة غير مقيدة بالمماثل, مثل أن تقول كيفية يد فلان كذا وكذا. طيب. وعلى هذا نقول كل ممثل مكيف ولا العكس. So everyone who resembles Allah to his creation is automatically saying how Allah looks, but not the other way around. Not everyone who says I don't know how winds up resembling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his creation. الثاني أن الكيفية لا تكون إلا في الصفة والهيئة. How is only in the nature of the attribute or in the manner of that particular attribute. والتمثيل يكون في ذلك وفي العدد. Whereas the similitude is also in number. كما في قوله تعالى الله الذي خلق سبع سماوات ومن الأرض مثلهن. Allah who created the seven heavens and from the earth equal to that. He didn't say seven earths. He said equal to the seven heavens. طيب, so مثلهن, مثل. And it doesn't mean that the heavens and the earth is the same. The nature of the creation is different. This one has soil and you live on it. And we don't live in the sky. The sky is different, but they are equal in number. أي في العدد, meaning in number. طيب. So this concludes this portion. Now we will move on to the statement of Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله. بل يؤمنون بأن الله سبحانه ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. After saying that we believe in whatever Allah described Himself with and the Prophet peace be upon him described Allah with in the Quran and the Sunnah, without distorting the meaning, without denying the meaning, without saying how, and without setting similitude or parable resembling Allah to His creation, then the Shaykh al-Islam said, rather they believe in Allah that there is nothing like unto Him and He is the all-hearing, all-seeing. And then the Shaykh goes on to explain this foundation of the belief system of the Muslim. This is really the foundation, along with وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ وَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. These are the foundation of our creed. There's nothing like Allah. We always have to keep this in his mind. Whatever your mind thinks about, it's not that. Whatever, even Jannah. Whatever your mind try to imagine of Jannah, you know there are trees in Jannah, there are rivers flowing in Jannah, there's going to be wine in Jannah, there's going to be women in Jannah. Inshallah, you stay from now until you die imagining it, imagining the essence, the reality of Jannah, you will never be able to do so. It's not there. You know the names, you can imagine the tree, but can you know the reality of it? No. Beyond our human understanding, beyond our brain capability. If this is the case with Jannah, then what about the creator of the heavens and the earth? There's nothing like him. Our mind cannot grasp the possibility of the image of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something for the day of judgment. If we die upon the belief and Allah promises Jannah, then you will get what will satisfy you, inshaAllah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب. الشرح, explanation. قوله بل يؤمنون أي يقر أهل السنة والجماعة بذلك إقرارا وتصديقا بأن الله ليس كمثله شيء. Regarding the statement of Ibn Taymiyyah, بل يؤمنون, rather they believe, he says, meaning the أهل السنة والجماعة confess and admit and with conviction and with firm belief that there's nothing like Allah. There's nothing like Allah. كما قال عن نفسه ليس كمثله شيء. As Allah said about himself, there's nothing like unto him, and he is the all hearing, all seeing. فهنا نفي المماثلة. So Allah denied the resemblance that anyone may resemble Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ultimate sense. ثم أثبت السمع والبصر. So but he confirmed the hearing and the seeing. فنفي العيب ثم أثبت الكمال. So he denied the deficiency and he confirmed the perfection. He denied the deficiency, which is him resembling his creation Azza wa Jal, you know, being just like a human being. He denied that, but he confirmed the perfection, which is Allah being the all-hearing, all-seeing, in the ultimate sense. لأن نفي العيب قبل إثبات الكمال. Because you always deny the deficiency before you confirm the perfection. ولهذا يقال التخلية قبل التحلية. فنفي العيوب يبدأ به أولا ثم يذكر إثبات الكمال. So denying the deficiency is what to be you must begin with, then you confirm the perfection. Same way you say لا إله إلا الله. There is no God worthy of worship except Allah. You deny first anyone being a true God, but then you confirm it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. وكلمة شيء نكرة في سياق النفي. The word shay, there's nothing like unto him. The word shay, which is usually translated as thing, there's nothing. Okay, which is here the thing in nothing. Because laysa is the no. And shay is thing, nothing like unto him. He says it is, grammatically he gave it its position in grammar. So basically what we understand from the Arabic grammar that it encompasses everything. Nakira is something that doesn't have alif lam. الشيء شيء المفتاح مفتاح القلم قلم. Whenever you have alif lam, you are specifying something. Without the alif lam, it's general. So in the Arabic language, whenever something comes without the alif lam in the general sense and it comes as a negation, being negated, meaning it's in the ultimate sense. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, meaning there is nothing like unto him. لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ مِثْلِهِ أَبَدًا, أَبَدًا, never, ever there is anything like Allah Azza wa Jal. أَيِّ مَخْلُوقٌ وَأَنْ عَظُمٌ, no creation, no matter how great this creation is. فَلَيْسَ مُمَاثِلًا لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, that thing does not, is not equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِأَنَّ الْمُمَاثَلَةِ النَّاقِسِ نَقْسِ, because resembling that which is deficient is deficiency. Resembling that which is deficient is deficiency. So if Allah resembled this creation which is deficient, then that makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deficient. So that's impossible. Because we know that we say subhanallah, the word subhanallah means tasbih, is to glorify Allah above any imperfection. So that goes against tasbih, to say that Allah resembles creation because we are deficient. Now, بل إن طلب المفاضلة بين الناقص والكامل, بل إن طلب المفاضلة بين الناقص والكامل تجعله ناقصا. But if it was commanded that you make a distinction between the deficient and the perfect, then you make him deficient. كما قيل ألم ترى أن السيف ينقص قدره إذا قيل أن السيف أمضى من العصا. Rather, sometimes when you wind up comparing something to something that is deficient, you automatically belittle it. For example, he said a verse of poetry. He says, have you not seen that the sword loses some of its virtue? Whenever you say that the sword is just a little stronger than a stick, because your mind is already putting the sword with a stick, and a stick is just nothing, deficient. So that brings down, you know, the way you feel about a sword, because what you compare it to is deficient. So this is the principle that is being used, you know. فهنا لو قلنا إن لله مثيلا لازم من ذلك تنقص الله عز وجل. So if we say that Allah has an equal, that we're automatically making Allah deficient, because anything other than Allah is deficient, right or wrong. So when you say that Allah is equal to it, that automatically you made Allah عز وجل deficient, and we refuse that. It's not part of our belief system. فلهذا نقول نفى الله عن نفسه مماثلة المخلوقين. That's why we say Allah denied, refuted, that someone will say that Allah, that he shall resemble his creation. So he revealed to us, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, there's nothing like unto him. لِأَنَّ مُمَثَلَةِ الْمَخْلُوقِ نَقْصٌ وَعَيْبٌ, because resembling the creation is a deficiency and a fault. لِأَنَّ الْمَخْلُوقَ نَاقِصٌ, because the creation is deficient. وَتَمْثِيلُ الْكَامِلِ بِالنَّاقِصِ يَجْعَلُهُ نَاقِصًا, and comparing the perfect to the deficient makes the perfect deficient. بل ذكر المفاضلة بينهما يجعله ناقصا. Rather, even the concept of making it is resemblance or comparing them makes it deficient. إلا إذا كان في مقام التحدي, unless it is in a, comes in the context of challenge. As Allah عز وجل said in the Quran, الله خير أما يشركون. Is it Allah better or those who they ascribe partners with? And in reality, when you say better, usually, because the first is good. But are the other gods good? No way. In no shape or form. So this is okay if it's a challenge, in a challenge sense, and no other than that. وَقَوْلُهُ قُلْ أَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِ اللَّهِ, or the same of Allah. So do you have more knowledge or does Allah? Of course it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the fact that there's a comparison here does not indicate that put Allah down Azza wa Jal in the greatness of his greatness, because here it's a challenge. Are you more knowledgeable or Allah? Not the same as comparing the sword with the stick. You see what I'm saying? نعم. وفي قوله ليس كمثل شيء رد صحيح على الممثلة الذين يثبتون أن الله سبحانه وتعالى هو مثيل. And in the statement of Allah, there is nothing like unto him, is a refutation for those, they are a group of Muslims who are ممثلة, who resemble Allah to his creation. And they say that Allah is like the creation, like Adam in the ultimate sense. You know, just a human being, but his name is Allah. A'udhu billah. He says this verse from the Quran refutes them, those who claim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resembles his creation in this sense. And we will conclude inshallah this particular sitting with this. And we will continue inshallah next week with a continuation of this verse, which is the foundation of this whole book. That there's nothing like Allah. Because unless we really understand that, the shaitan will continue to whisper nonsense in your mind. The shaitan will continue to throw doubt in your mind. as long as you don't understand that there's nothing like Allah, you will always be wishy-washy like that. You're not really firm. Once your mind just understands there's nothing like Allah, everything will become easy. So this is okay, no problem. How? There's nothing like Allah. Allah says this about Himself. Allah has face. You may be shocked. You never knew. But it's in the Quran. So no problem. Why? Because there's nothing like Allah. Allah said in the Quran, Alhamdulillah. I believe in the Quran. How? I don't know. But do I deny the Quran? No. Why? Because Allah told me there's nothing like Him. So what's your problem? What's your problem? What do you want from the face? I mean, what is your mind telling you about the face for you to create this havoc? You want to put an image, you will have a problem. You want to think of another thing, you will have a problem. You try to imagine Allah, you're going to have a problem. If you believe, laysa kamithli shay, you will accept everything with an open heart. Nice and comfortable and suitable and easy. And you know that there's nothing like Allah. That way you bring a relation between believing in the Quran and not denying it and rejecting it and refuting it. And knowing that there's nothing like your Lord. So you do not think of human beings or anything else, of course, who is less than a human being. Whenever you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala having the characteristics that He had mentioned of Himself in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, هذا والله تعالى عالم وما كان من صواب في بتوفيق من الله وما كان من خطأ فمني ومن الشيطان والله بريء منه. Whatever I said that was correct is a success given to me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I praise Him for that. And whatever was an error is from me, and the shaitan Allah is innocent from it. And we praise Allah abundantly, and we send the peace and blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu a'lam. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك.